Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live Open Forum with Jimmy Akin, Senior Apologist here at Catholic Answers, our guest this hour. If you're just joining us, Open Forum means any question you've got about the life, the faith, the history of the Catholic Church, we're happy to take. You got a question about Catholics, we very much hope we've got an answer for that question. If you've got a question about the Bible, the sacraments, the Pope, any of those, we'd love to take your call. You certainly do not have to be Catholic to call. Anyone's welcome to call 888-318-7884 is the number to talk with Jimmy.
But the other number you just about said is the pledge number, 888-291-8000. And it's very important because now we're in the home stretch. We have less than an hour to make up the rest of that $20,000 matching challenge from some very generous donors. We will not get the full $20,000 if you don't donate. So the other number, different than the call-in number, is very important. You'll hear us saying it throughout the hour. It's 888-291-8000. We have people, I can see we have open lines right now, even though we have everyone in the building standing by to help take your donation. I can see we've got at least a few lines open right now. So now is the time to call in 888-291-8000 and make your very generous donation. And we thank you for it because, as we mentioned in the previous hour, it's a spiritual act. We're not just – now, there are a lot of nonprofits. They do a lot of good work. But when you support Catholic Answers Live and the other apostolic work of Catholic Answers, you're helping spread God's word because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We're devoted to spreading God's word and bringing souls to Christ, and that has eternal benefits. All of the acts of love that we perform, all of the times we share truth with people, those have – spiritual effects that are going to go on into eternity. And by supporting that work, which, by the way, the Bible says you should do. I mean, St. Paul says, let him who is taught God's word share all good things with the teacher. So if you're learning about God and his word through this show, by all means, please support it so that it can keep going forward. It can keep doing its work. It can reach people in new and innovative ways. One of the things we've started doing in just the last year is simulcasting the program online on different services like Facebook and YouTube and Periscope, which is Twitter's video service. And it gets cached in those locations afterwards so people can watch it anytime, day or night, you know, into the future for as long as those media exist, which presumably maybe hundreds of years. And your generosity and the generosity of other donors has made it possible for us to reach people with God's word in all kinds of new ways. Now, Catholic Answers Live is expanding into what's going to be a weekly television program. That's something we've talked about a little bit, but it's going to be happening in the new year. Again, it's made possible by your generosity because it's required us to buy new equipment. We're going to have to hire another video editor. There's a lot of stuff going on, and it's only because of your generosity that we can do it. So when you donate and support the work of Catholic Answers Live and everything Catholic Answers does, you are performing a spiritual act. And as the Bible teaches us, God will reward you for that. So give us a call right now. The number is 888-291-8000. I can see that we have some open lines. Again, it's 888-291-8000, and this is a perfect time to call.
Hey, thank you all at Catholic Answers. I donated for the first time, and I'm coming into the faith, and the priests already say I seem to know more than most normal Catholics just listening to you all every day. So thank you very much.
And thank you, Dennis, for that testimonial. We hear them all the time. We'd like to share them with you when we can. And we can't always, but it's profoundly gratifying to know that this message getting out the truth about the Catholic faith, the truth about Christ, and the truth about the Father's love for all of humanity. Each day going out over the airwaves, it is invaluable. We didn't invent those truths. We didn't make them up. We're just the servants of them. But to be able to share them online is a great privilege, and on air is a great privilege. And we thank you for your support.
And there are people who are responding to them, including Virginia in Auburn, New York, who's made a $100 donation. John in North Canton, Ohio, $18 a month donation. Ruth in Goshen, Indiana, $21 a month. Janet in Wilmington, Delaware, $50 one-time donation. Stephanie in Sersko, Michigan, $75 one-time gift. Krista in Hera, Oklahoma, $18 a month. Henry in Texas, $18 a month. Matthew in Virginia, $800 one-time donation. Lucia in, or possibly Lucia in Lowell, Ohio, $500 a month. All of those people, you have our most profound thanks, because it's because of you that this show is able to reach so many people and bring so much light and love into people's life as they grow closer to God.
888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000. We are well under an hour left in this opportunity that we have at the end of the year to come and ask you for your help. Well under an hour. So make that call now. 888-291-8000. Back to phones we go. We go to Rob in Green Bay, Wisconsin, watching on YouTube. Thanks, Rob, for watching us on YouTube. Your question for Jimmy Akin.
Yes, thank you for all your efforts in programming. May God bless all of you. I have two quick questions on two different subjects. One is to help me in my initial efforts to serve well as an apologist in defending our faith. Could you suggest some resources and books on the teachings of the Church Fathers?
Sure.
I've taken inspiration from Scott Hahn's conversion story and am also wondering if you know what sources he may have used on the early Church Fathers. And then my second question is I was just wondering if Jimmy has a personal preference between the Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition and the Second Edition, and then why.
Okay. In terms of the first question, I've never asked Scott what Church Fathers related books he may have used. They played so I don't know what he may have used. I know what I used because they played a role in my conversion. One of the first books that I read dealing with the Church Fathers was called Early Christian Writings by Penguin Books and edited by Maxwell Staniforth. It's a book that basically deals with most, not all, but most of the apostolic fathers, and it gives you their complete texts. So it'll give you the entire text, say, of the first letter of Clement, the entire text of the Didache, things like that, rather than excerpts. To prepare an apologetically useful text, I myself did a book called The Fathers Know Best, where I took about 50 subjects and organized quotations from the Church Fathers, from the earlier ones to the later ones, so you can trace the development of the teaching on each of these 50 subjects. They cover all kinds of things. They cover morality. They cover what's going to happen after death, what's going to happen at the end of the world. They cover the sacraments. They cover the role of the Pope. They cover the special place of the Church of Rome in the Christian community. They're oriented towards a lot of the basic Catholic apologetic subjects, and you can look them up by topic, which is what makes The Fathers Know Best especially useful apologetically, is it's divided by topic rather than by church father or by what age they're living in. So you don't have to do a lot of flipping back and forth to find out what they said about a given topic. I also included a lot of introductory material to help you understand who the fathers are, when they lived, where they were from, what's notable about them. And so I'd recommend The Fathers Know Best, especially if you're wanting to do apologetics. There are a lot of different resources on the Church Fathers, depending on how deep you want to go. Another set that is useful is The Faith of the Early Fathers by William Jurgens. It's similar to The Fathers Know Best, except it's not organized by topic. It's organized by when the fathers lived. So you have to kind of do some flipping back and forth. But it does cover a lot of good material. In terms of your second question about the Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition and the Second Edition of the Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition. What the difference between the two is the first version, we actually talked about this in the previous hour, the first version is in normal modern English, except for when someone's addressing God. And when someone's addressing God, they'll keep the old-fashioned pronouns and verbs. So instead of saying "you do" to God, it'll say "thou dost" or something like that. In the second edition, they've changed that. So they've taken the occasions when people are addressing God and modernized them. So in the new version, it would say, "O Lord, you do this," rather than, "O Lord, thou dost this." And personally, I prefer the second. I appreciate the beauty of kind of the older style of English, that it's sort of Jacobean English from the time of King James. I appreciate that, but I also appreciate the clarity of modern English that we're – or contemporary English, I should say, that we're more familiar with. So I personally prefer the second edition, but that's just a matter of personal preference, and whatever you like is good for you. Someone allegedly once asked Billy Graham, what's the best Bible to read? And he said, the one that you will read.
Thanks, Rob, very much for that question. We go now to Amy in Roseville, California, listening on 1620 AM Relevant Radio. Amy, your question for Jimmy Akin. Amy? We'll have to come back to you, Amy.
Yeah.
I hope that everything's all right. I'm not sure about that, but let's go to Dan in Las Vegas, Nevada, listening on 970 AM. Dan, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi. I called in the other day, and I set a precedent for a question, and you answered the precedent, which was very, very good, but we didn't ever get to the question.
So what's the question?
The precedent the question is regarding a caller that just called in asking about the Church Fathers.
Dan, just so you know, we're coming up on a change in segment, so can you speak directly into the phone and let us know the question?
The question is, if there is a difference between doctrine on the Church Fathers or the traditions of men in regards to what the Bible says, who takes precedent on how to do it?
Okay. If I understand your question, we have to distinguish between traditions of men and sacred tradition, because sacred tradition is quite distinct from what the Bible refers to as the traditions of men. The traditions of men are traditions that do not have divine backing, and so they are traditions of purely human origin. And sacred tradition, however, is something different. It's tradition. Tradition is just something that's passed down. And if it's sacred tradition, that means it does have divine backing. That's the difference between sacred tradition and human tradition. One has divine backing, the other doesn't. Scripture itself is a part of sacred tradition because it's something that has been handed down from Christ and the apostles. So it's part of sacred tradition. It's handed down. That makes it tradition. And it's sacred. It comes from Christ and the apostles. So it has divine backing. If there's a conflict between something that is not divinely authorized and something that is divinely authorized, then obviously what's divinely authorized takes precedence. So if something in sacred tradition, whether it's in Scripture or not, conflicts with a merely human tradition, then the merely human tradition takes the back seat, and it's what God has divinely authorized, whether in his written word or in his word as it's been passed down through the Church Fathers, that takes precedence over purely human tradition. In saying that, we have to be a little careful. We need to be somewhat subtle in terms of discerning what is divinely required and what's not, because even in Scripture, some things are matters that are subject to change based on culture. For example, one of the principal elements of every culture is its language. And Jesus spoke Aramaic. He also probably spoke some Hebrew and some Greek in everyday communications with people. But one thing he didn't speak is English, because that language didn't exist at the time. Well, that doesn't mean you can't pray to God in English. Just because Jesus didn't pray to God in English and the apostles didn't pray to God in English. So even when we look at elements that do come from Jesus and the apostles, like the Lord's Prayer, we have to ask some questions about, well, exactly what is required when we say the Lord's Prayer versus what's not? Because most Christians would say, well, the Lord's Prayer is a matter of divine tradition. He meant for us to use it, at least on some occasions. But the language it's expressed in is not something that he required. So that's more of a human decision to make rather than something that's divinely required.
Thank you very, very much for that call. We'll remind callers we've got, 40 minutes now, less than 40 minutes left in our pledge drive to end this year. The last time we will get to come to you this year and ask you for your support of Catholic Answers Live. We have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match right now. $20,000 dollar for dollar match. That means if you give $100, it will become $200. If you give $1,000, it will become $2,000. Maybe you have been very, very blessed this year and you've had a great year in the stock market or a great year in some other way and you are very blessed. Well, if you can give $5,000, it will become $10,000 to us. 888-291-8000 is that number. Every single person who's not here in the studio with us here at Catholic Answers is waiting by a phone right now or on a phone, ready to take your call, 888-291-8000. Up until midnight tonight, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and that will also count for the match because any pledge today counts. And so if it's after the show and you wanted to make a pledge, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, make your pledge there, and it will be matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000.
And we have some people who are helping us make that $20,000 match right now. Chris in South Bend, Indiana has made a one-time donation of $50. Iman in Michigan is donating $18 a month. Kathleen in DeSoto, Missouri is donating $100. And Daniel in Oklahoma City, oh, this is going to be a little embarrassing.
Can I read this?
Daniel in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, is donating $20 a month, and he's got an added comment. He says, Jimmy Akin is the best salesman in the world, and I know because I own a car dealership. So. Thank you very much, Daniel, both for the comment and for the very generous donation. And the reason I'm able to talk in a persuasive way about this is because it's something I really believe in.
All right. Amen.
This is it's my privilege to be able to sit here on the show and answer people's questions. I know I'm helping them, and it is something that I'm passionate about. This is one of the most fun aspects of my job. The most rewarding aspects of my job is to be able to talk about God and to talk about the faith with people here on the radio and hear their response and know I'm answering their question and being able to respond because I get to interact with them. It's not like, you know, responding to an email or something. I get to hear, did that help or do I need to add a little more or things like that. And so it's such a special occasion for me to be able to minister to people's faith, faith being the most important subject in life. Because it's what we do with our faith determines where we're going to spend eternity. So nothing is more important than that. And it's a huge blessing to me to be able to participate in this. And that's why it's such a huge blessing when you call in and help us keep this work going forward. The number to do that is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. I can see that we have some lines open. So this is a great time. Like Cy said, we have less than 40 minutes now to be talking about the rest of that $20,000 match. We need to make that today. Like we said, we won't get the whole thing if you don't respond. So by all means, call us at 888-291-8000. Or if it's your preference or if you're listening at any time before midnight tonight, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and your donation can count towards that challenge. Also, you can, even if you're listening after midnight tonight, you can still help the work of Catholic Answers Live and Catholic Answers at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We'll go back to the phones now. We go to, where was I going to go? Oh, yeah, Carl in London, Ontario, listening to EWTN on Sirius Satellite Radio. Carl, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. So I recently read a book that I imagine you're probably familiar with. It's called Theology for Beginners by Frank Sheed.
Sure, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, really wonderful book, I thought, and I learned an awful lot from it.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that I learned from it, I couldn't really believe that I'd never heard before. And what that is that when Christ was incarnate, of course, he took on human nature in addition to his divine nature. But what I learned that was new to me in that book is that when Christ took on human nature, it's understood that he would have taken on human nature eternally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mentioned this to my wife, who's a cradle Catholic, and she had actually never heard that before either. It seems to me that it's tremendously important.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, even if something as basic as John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, frankly, I had always sort of understood that to be a temporary thing, because I thought, well, God gave his son temporarily, but knowing that he was going to get him back, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's taking on human nature eternally, it seems that in a sense, at least, God is giving Christ to us eternally. And, you know, I just find that to be extremely meaningful. And I guess I have two questions around that.
Okay.
One is, I wonder why I never knew that before. I wonder why that doesn't seem to be something that's a little more prominent in the church teachings. And secondly, if Christ is taking on human nature in addition to his divine nature eternally, does that in any way compromise his divine nature?
Okay. In regard to the first part of the question, I can't give you a definitive answer because for all I know, I mean, the subject may have been covered either in masses you've been at or in catechism classes you took or in religious ed classes you took, and maybe you weren't there that day, or maybe that was a moment when your mind was wandering, just like all of us have our minds wander at times. So I can't give you a definitive answer on that because I just don't know the circumstances. I will say that there has, and this is something even the bishops have noted, in the last number of years, especially since the 1970s, the catechesis that has been offered is not what it should be, that it needs to be clearer and more frequent and deeper and a better representation of the church's teaching. It is certainly the church's teaching that Christ took on human nature permanently. And so at this point in history, you know, we're after the incarnation, so Christ does, in addition to his divine nature, at this point in history, have a human nature. And that doesn't compromise his divine nature because it's in addition to his divine nature. He still has a full divine nature. But at the point of the incarnation, say in the year 3 BC, he, in addition to that divine nature, took on a human nature. Because of the way time and eternity interact, it's a little complex to explain it from God's perspective. Now, God is in his divine nature is completely outside of time. So if you think about it from the perspective of God in the eternal now, and he's got all of history laid out in front of him, there are some moments in history, namely all of the moments before 3 BC, where he is not yet incarnate, and he doesn't have a human nature in those moments before 3 BC. But then when he becomes incarnate in 3 BC, that's a permanent change. And at all of the subsequent moments in 2 BC, in 1 BC, and all the way on through history through the year 2017 and the year 1 billion AD, at all of those future moments, he does have a human nature in history in addition to his divine nature, which exists outside of time in eternity.
Carl, I'm going to let you – I just want to check in with you. Does that work for you? Is that clear to you?
No, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. No, I appreciate the explanation, and that's very helpful.
I'm glad, because it's pretty much the most important or one of the most important theological questions we can address. I'm very pleased that you would bring it up with us, especially while we're doing this pledge drive. It's good to have those good, hard, but centrally important questions. And the incarnation of Christ is certainly the central event in the history of the world, if we mean that inclusively of his the sacrifice of himself on the cross and his resurrection. We are in the midst of our pledge drive. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more questions for Jimmy Akin. Open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. Let me just give that number out, 888-291-8000. That's the number for the pledge drive, 888-291-8000.
And because it's a break, it's the perfect time to call.
888-291-8000, a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Every dollar that you pledge, that you give for the next half hour via that line, 888-291-8000, is matched dollar-for-dollar up to $20,000. If you can give a dollar, it becomes two to us. If you can give 20, it becomes 40. Maybe you've been especially blessed and you can give $1,000. That becomes $2,000 for us. Let me give you that number again, 888-291-8000. Be right back after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
We need EWTN Radio for the reason that Mother Angelica founded this entire enterprise. She always saw this as a spiritual growth network. It was to be an enterprise in media that reached people in all aspects of their life. She saw this as a holistic approach to reaching the whole person in the middle of the world and bringing them truth and life.
Raymond Arroyo thinks Catholic radio is important. So should you.
Finally, it's that time of week where we get the groovy Thursday second hour open forum music. I love the groovy second hour open forum music. As a matter of fact, Nick, I don't know if I've said this to you, could we just have the groovy second hour open forum music all the time? It's Nick Check and the Dead Century.
I need to talk to Nick because we mentioned this before, and I need him to prepare a 64-beat dance version of this for me that I can use in dances because it's awesome music.
I don't know what that means, but can you make a 64-beat dance version of it? Can you do that, Nick? Can you? Nick says he can. Yeah. Nick's a fantastic drummer, our sound guy.
Even the existing version I could use for square dances, but for musically phrased dances like English country dance, I need 64-beat paragraphs of music.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, I gotcha. All right. Well, Nick, work on that while we're taking calls in here. I do want to invite you again to help fund Catholic Answers for the next few months. That's how it works around here. Is we don't have a big, giant account that these all go in. We're not stocking gold bars in the back to pay the light bills and keep the microphones working for the next few months. We come to you and ask you for your support. 888-291-8000 is the number to do that. And we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match for the next 25 minutes. So, well, maybe for a bit more, we'll be answering. We'll have folks here answering the phones. But after that, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com if you'd like to participate in the match.
But we're in the home stretch now. I mean,
boy,
it's
like
less than 30 minutes now. That's all the time we have to talk about this. So by all means, if you're listening right now, please call in. Go online now while you're thinking about it. Don't forget it, which is a tendency we all have. But help us make that $20,000 match, because we won't get the whole thing if you're not generous. And we really need to hear from you. And this is it. This is where the rubber meets the road. If we don't reach enough people and enough people don't respond based on what we say in the next 25 minutes, We won't be able to get that full match, and we need it in order to help the work of Catholic Answers Live and all of the things that Catholic Answers does go forward. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000. We have people standing by right now. I can see we have some open lines, so they're standing by, ready to take your call right now, 888-291-8000. Please make those phones ring, just like Randall in Ankeny, Iowa, did with a one-time gift. Norman in Poplarville, Mississippi, $20 a month. Zach in Oregon, $100 monthly pledge. And Zach, guess what, Cy? He says he's discerning the priesthood.
Zach, so, we'll keep you in our prayers. God bless you, brother.
Jackie in Twin Falls, Idaho, $18 a month. Devorin in Bloomington, Indiana, $100 one-time gift. Joshua in Cookeville, Tennessee, $20 a month. Patricia in Nashville, Tennessee, $50 one-time gift. Alicia in Laredo, Texas, $200 gift. Giris in Uxbridge, Mississippi, $25 one-time gift. Marie in South Bend, Indiana, $100 gift. And Phil in Lafayette, Louisiana, $50 one-time gift. Thank you so much, everyone who has been helping us. Whether we've been able to thank you on the air or not, your generosity is very much appreciated. And we'll be contacting you by mail with the thank you as well. So your generosity is what helps us go forward. For those who haven't yet been able to donate, or who would like to call back and make an additional donation or raise their monthly pledge, people are standing by right now to make that happen for you. It's 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
Every single one of those pledges that Jimmy just mentioned have been doubled dollar for dollar. So when we think about Zach, that $100 monthly pledge, it's $1,200 by the end of the year. But for us, it'll be $2,400.
Cy did math.
I know.
That's what your generosity enables to happen. It lets Cy do math on the air.
I'm humbled that you noticed, Jimmy. Thank you very much. I'm getting a little teary. Okay. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Please call now, because we are in the last 20 minutes of our ability to come and ask you for help this year. If you've been thinking about your end of the year giving, if God has been especially generous to you this year, or you've been especially blessed, please consider us as an avenue for your giving, and so that you I suppose what you're doing is responding to God's call to share the good news. Indirectly, we get to do it using these microphones and the cameras and all that kind of stuff, but it takes all of us together. That is a mission for the church, not for an individual to do alone, but we do it together. And I'll tell you what, I really have seen in the last few years an extraordinary outpouring of the laity supporting every kind of Catholic media. I think we all know that society is in trouble, that things are in difficult straits right now, especially in difficult straits, considering that so many people and so much of the world are being de-Christianized, are either letting go of their Christian faith, or they're being raised in a way that they never understand what God did for them in Jesus Christ. And that has consequences. It has consequences in suffering and pain. It has consequences in the breaking of families and in the difficulties of marriage, all those things. But when people do hear the message of God's love for them in Jesus Christ, they do hear about the power of the sacraments to heal and to save. Lives are transformed. That is what it is all about, transforming lives. And we ask you with great gratitude, but also with no sense of shame, because we do believe it with all our hearts that this is the work God has called us to. Can you support that? 888-291-8000 is the number, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com right now. Every single pledge, every gift that is made is matched dollar for dollar. We have some wonderful gifts that we're able to give to you because those have been made available to us. The Case for Catholicism, Answers to Classic and Contemporary Protestant Objections, the new book from Trent Horn, and The Bible in a Year, the book edited by Dr. Tim Gray. These two we can send you at an $18 a month or more pledge level. If you're able to do a one-time $200 gift or an $18 a month pledge, every dollar will be matched by our generous donors today, and we'll send you those two books. If you're especially able to support us and you can make a $500 one-time gift, we will add to that. You'll get those two books, but we will add to that Unlocking the Mystery of the Bible, a 4-DVD set with accompanying workbook by Jeff Cavins and Sarah Christmeyer. We're very happy to be able to send those to you. And we're also very, very grateful to the donors who have given us matching money so that we can say to you, if you make any pledge at all, $1, $2, $10, $100, $1,000, it's going to be matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000 via that phone line, 888-291-8000 for the next, roughly 20 minutes or so. We go back to the phone lines. We go to Matthew in Annapolis, Maryland, watching on YouTube. Matthew, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi. I have recently started going back to confession, and I don't really understand how you're supposed to confess all your sins, because I had a 8-year gap of not really going to confession, and I just don't really understand, like, what happens if I forget a sin, or what happens if I, like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. It's a common question, especially when people have been away from the sacraments for a long time, or when you're like me and you convert and make your first confession at an adult age years after your baptism. The first thing to understand is you don't have to confess all of your sins. Every day we commit what are known as venial sins, which are different in kind than mortal sins. If you think it would be spiritually constructive for you to confess venial sins, you're welcome to, but you're not required to. The only sins you're required to confess are any mortal sins committed after baptism that you haven't previously confessed. If you've already confessed them, you don't need to worry about them. So it's just new mortal sins. And when there's been an extended period, it is quite possible to forget things that have done, that one's done, including things that may have been mortal. The good news is God wants to forgive you anyway. And as long as you're not deliberately holding something back and saying, ooh, I knew I murdered someone, but I'm not going to confess that. Or I knew I committed adultery, but I'm not going to confess that. As long as you're not deliberately holding back a mortal sin, then the forgiveness God gives you covers all of your sins, including the ones you forgot. Because God sees that in your heart, you're willing to confess whatever He requires you to. You're willing to confess all of your mortal sins. The fact that you have forgotten a mortal sin or weren't sure about a mortal sin, and so you didn't confess it, that's something that God understands. You would have confessed it if you knew, yeah, I did this and I remember doing it and it was a mortal sin. And so He knows your heart that you would have confessed it if you had known that you should have, and He honors that and forgives you anyway.
Matthew, thank you very, very much for your call. We do open forum generally on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so if you have more questions, please feel free to call us. We're very happy to take your call.
And I wanted to say, by the way, I mean, thank God that you've come back to the sacraments. That's awesome. That's a work of God's grace in your heart, and that's marvelous, and that's also precisely what we're here on the radio to do, is help miracles of grace happen like that.
Thanks, Matthew, for sharing that with us. Alejandro in Thornton, Colorado, listening on Catholic.com, which is our website. You are on with Jimmy Akin. Alejandro, your question, please.
All right. So my question is, if you're in a Catholic marriage, is it okay if you never have children, or is that like a sin, or does the marriage never happen, or like do you have to be completely open to life, or can you just be married for like 50 or so years or more and never actually have children?
Properly speaking, you have to be open to having children, but there are some provisions that have to be understood in that in terms of that. Let's say you are someone who is advanced in years, and it's unlikely that you would have children because you know you're past the age of childbearing, or you or your spouse are. Well, that doesn't stop you from getting married. Technically, you're still open. I mean, if by some miracle you had a baby, you'd be willing to accept the baby. You wouldn't go off to the abortion clinic, and so that's a kind of openness to life, even though you don't foresee having a child. You're still in principle open. And so that suffices for the marriage. Other people, they may have, a medical condition where if the woman gets pregnant, she could suffer a lot. She could even endanger her life, depending on what the medical condition is. And in those situations, for as long as she has that medical condition, it can be reasonable for the couple to use natural family planning to avoid a pregnancy while that condition exists. Now, they can still be open to life, though, in the sense that if there's some new medical breakthrough, or if she's miraculously healed such that it no longer would cause this extreme suffering or danger of death for her, then they would be willing to have a child and would, you know, try to have a child. That's, again, the kind of openness that's required for the marriage. On the other hand, if you just say, you know, we're going to have sex, but we're going to deliberately thwart that by using artificial contraception all the way through our marriage, then you're rejecting the way God designed human sexuality to work. You're rejecting the purpose of marriage, one of the key purposes of marriage, at least, which is the procreation and education of offspring. And that can render a marriage invalid. But as long as you're in principle open to life, then God understands that. He accepts that. He blesses the marriage. Even if it's in one of these situations where because of age or because of a medical condition or other serious reasons, one may not be able to reasonably have children, then God understands those situations and that's okay.
Alejandro, thank you very, very much for that call. Once again, a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match today. We have about 10 minutes left with you. So let us come to you again and ask you, well, you know what? Let's make this a really strong 10 minutes. Let's finish really, really strong. As a matter of fact, I think the folks here at the phone lines would really like to be working really hard for the next 10 minutes or so. I will tell you this. When we're done with the show, they'll stay answering the phones until the phone lines stop ringing. So you can call after, and as long as we've been getting calls, we'll stay and wait. And then when they have dried up, we'll go home. I am going to my office to answer calls after this because Adam, the phone guy, insisted that I do so, and Adam is correct. I should be answering phones, so maybe I'll get to talk with you. I don't know. But please dial that phone, 888-291-8000. Let's finish strong. This is our last 10 minutes of the year that we can come to you and ask you for your financial support. 888-291-8000, $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match.
And I see we have phone lines open right now, so give us a call, 888-291-8000, just like Christina in Spokane, Washington. She donated $200. Rosa in Texas donated $500, which for our purposes becomes $1,000. Mark in Warren, Ohio donated $100. Lee in Omaha donated $10. Bev in Omaha donated $50. Gerald in Ohio is donating $18 a month. Aliana from Naples, Florida is a $100 giver, and She's a first-time listener.
God bless you, Alana.
That?
Wow.
Wow.
That, we really appreciate that support from you. You haven't even tried us out for a while.
Well,
you just
a little bit. Yeah. Obviously, she was moved enough to be that generous, which means both she's very intelligent because she's quick on the uptake and very generous. TJ in Sugar Hill, Georgia has also donated 100. So has Maria in Rochester, New York, who's donated 200. To all of you who've donated, whether we're able to thank you on the air or not, you have our most sincere thanks, because your generosity is the spiritual fuel that makes it possible for us to do this spiritual work.
888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000. Let's make this last 10 minutes phone blitz. Let's just blitz those phones and make sure that we've used up that $20,000. We do not have technologically the ability to see here in the studio how progressed we are about that.
Right.
We just want to make sure that we've used up every dollar of it. Please, would you be generous and supportive and dial that number, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. We go now to Peter in Grapevine, Texas, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app, which you too can get. Peter, your question for Jimmy Akin. Peter?
Yes.
Question for Jimmy Akin?
I do. So my question is there a difference between God's image and God's likeness? And if there is a difference, what that may be?
Okay. You're talking about in Genesis 1 where it says God created man in his image and his likeness?
Correct. And then it says later that Seth was created in Adam's image and likeness.
Yeah. So the answer is that in Hebrew, they frequently have a kind of parallelism where the second element basically overlaps with the first in the when you two things are being paralleled, and there's a lot of overlap. It's just part of Hebrew style, is they like to have this kind of overlap between two things that are being paralleled. And that's obviously the case here. There's not really, if you think about it, there's not much or any difference between an image and a likeness. If someone makes an image of Cy Kellett, or if they make a likeness of Cy Kellett, they basically made the same thing. And so there's a lot of overlap between those two words in terms of their meaning, even in English. And it's just an aspect of Hebrew style that they like to do that. One of the things they also like in Hebrew is wordplay. And there's a kind of wordplay going on at different points in Genesis 1 that doesn't get translated into English. For example, where it says that God made the heavens and the earth, in Hebrew, that's hamayim, the heavens, ve-shamayim. I'm sorry, that's actually the waters and the sky. Where it says he made the waters and the sky, that's mayim, the waters, ve-shamayim, and the sky. So you have the mayim-shamayim wordplay. It's a kind of rhyme or assonance going on in the Hebrew as a form of wordplay. And there's actually something similar going on where it talks about the image and likeness of God. In English, image and likeness sound very different. I mean, mm-hmm. The words do not sound the same. They don't rhyme. They don't share a lot of letters in common. But in Hebrew, what it actually says where it talks about man is made in God's image and his likeness, it's basalm va Beselem, and you can hear the psalm and selim rhyme there. And it's actually just two different forms of the same exact word. So in Hebrew, it's even closer. In English, it's even more obvious that one is really just restating the other. But it's doing that because that's part of Hebrew style. It involves this kind of synthetic parallelism and wordplay that Hebrew style likes. And so there's no real difference here in terms of the biblical text and what it means. Later theologians may have drawn out some distinctives, but in terms of just the basic meaning of the biblical text, it's the same thing. It's even just two different forms of the same exact word in Hebrew, selem.
Peter, thanks very, very much for that question. Again, for those of you who are helping us blitz the phone as we get ready to close the show today, 888-291-8000 is the number, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Why do we want you to blitz the phones? Because we need your help in order to keep this radio program going, and which is also now an internet program and a TV program and all those things, so that we can continue to answer questions like that question that we just received. And we're very grateful for your support. But we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, and the hour is about to be up. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you don't know, if you're like, I don't know what to pledge every month, let me suggest start at the $18 a month or more level. Don't pledge $17 a month. Do that extra dollar, because
then you get these, that we're giving away.
Right. The Case for Catholicism, Trent Horn's a new and beautiful book from the Ignatius Press, and also The Bible in a Year, edited by Dr. Tim Gray. So you get the basics about the Bible, and you get the basics about the Catholic faith in those two books. We're so happy to be able to send them to you at $18 a month or more of a pledge. But also remember that an $18 a month pledge from you means $36 a month pledge to us, which is, I don't know, Jimmy, something around $400 a year to us.
And that's important. That enables us to do this work.
I only say it that way because I can't do the math right now.
Well, you did some math earlier. Wait. That was very impressive.
Thank you.
You were moved.
Me to do some math for money.
You're notoriously resistant to doing math on the air, but the donor's generosity prompted you, and that's significant. Like Cy said, we need you to call right now. We're going to be going off the air in a few moments, but we're going to have people here for as long as the phones continue to ring, including Cy Kellett himself. So by all means, call 888-291-8000. Or if you're listening later, or if the phone lines are full when you call, you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But we do need to hear from you, because we're right down to the wire on this $20,000 matching challenge. We're not going to be able to talk about it for more than the next couple of minutes, so we do need to hear from you.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000 is the number. We're asking you to fill those phone lines up, because the folks here are waiting by their phones. I see Darren is on his phone in the other office
that we can see here.
That's a good sign. But every single person in the building has stopped their work. They're not doing their usual work here at Catholic Answers. They're just there to pick up your phone right now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's try to get one more call in. You are on with Jimmy Akin. Your first name, please. I just lost my screen.
Juan.
Juan. Okay. You are on with Jimmy Akin.
Hello, Jimmy?
Juan, you're on the air. What's your question? We're right down to the wire.
I just came back to my Catholic church, and listening to you, listening to Catholic Answers has really gained – I've gained so much knowledge from you guys, and I just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you. And
Anyways,
my question is, I have a cousin who has like this, they call the Santa Muerte. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Oh, yes.
And we always have an argument where he says that it's linked to God, and that it helps God and it helps people. Mm-hmm. And every time I look at it, I'm like, bro, just look at it. Like, it doesn't even look like it's a good thing. And I just want to know if there's any a compassion argument I can have with him that it's not good.
Yeah. So the basic thing is, for people who may not be aware, Santa Muerte is a sort of fake saint that's been promoted in some Spanish-speaking communities recently. The bishops in these areas have condemned it. What it means, Santa Muerte, would mean holy death or saint death. And there are people who've been praying to saint it's quote-unquote saint death, including in like gangs and stuff, because gangs have a lot of violence in them. But it spread beyond that. The problem with Santa Muerte, there's a couple. One, it is creepy. You look at the images, it's like a skeleton in a robe, and it's creepy. That of itself sends out a spiritually unhealthy vibe. But beyond that, There is no such person. Death is not a real person any more than birth or life or gravity is a real person. Death is an abstract concept. It may be something that happens, but it's not a person, and it doesn't make sense to pray to a non-existent person. Non-persons like rocks or gravity or electricity or death cannot hear your prayers, so you don't want to be praying to it. Hope that helps, Juan. Need to mention, we're right down at the end of the show, as you can tell by the music. The number again to call is 888-291-8000. Please help us make that $20,000 matching challenge. You can also go all the way up till midnight and make your donation count at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But we're going to have people, including Cy Kellett, on the phones until they stop ringing. 888-291-8000. Now's the ideal time to call.
888-291-8000. A $20,000 dollar for dollar match for as long as those phones keep ringing. And if you have to go online, that'll be up till midnight tonight where you are, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It'll all be matched as up to $20,000. Tomorrow, Al Cresta will be here with us. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to talk about the church in the news. I'm going off now to answer phones, 888-291-8000.